I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
It's me, Mario!
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eye and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken, oh!
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Evil, like it's the fruit of the devil. Evil.
Get your sticking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Hot pot of coffee! Uncle Jonathan's corncob pipe! St. Damien's beard!
Somebody thinks it's funny.
At least one person does.
Hello? Yeah? Hello?
Hey, it's the Aristocrats, myspace.com/aristocratsradio.com.
No.
Org.
Not EDU.
No.
Gov.
Shut your mouth.
What is it then?
myspace.com/aristocratsradio.
Oh, you already got the .com.
myspace.com.
I'm Derek. With me, as always, Mr. Craig.
Howdy.
And Webmaster Matt.
What's up?
That's it.
Vaughn is off at the Warped Tour being
Who?
Gay. Yawn.
Who?
We'll see if we can get him live on our live feed.
Let's not say we did.
Yeah.
So gay it is.
Let's do some copyright infringement.
That's okay. It's bootleg.
Yeah, we'll have him hold the phone up to the band. When was the last time we went to Warped Tour?
I went last year, actually.
Did you?
Never gone.
How bad was it?
It was pretty awful. Well, like I wanted to see like two bands, and I saw the two bands, but everything else in between was horrible. The Street Dogs and the Dropkick Murphys. The original singer from the Dropkick Murphys is in the Street Dogs.
Oh.
So it's kind of like
Did they fight?
No.
Oh.
But I got really drunk.
No, stop it.
Like, we got there in the parking lot and I powered up. And, like, I was about ready to puke leaving the parking lot.
Because
I drank so much so fast, so much beer so fast. Then we go to, like, the Timing Tower or whatever where the beer garden is.
Yeah.
And I'm pounding more down and... The band we wanted to see was going on in a while, so we were going to head over there. And I'm going down the stairs, and I'm looking for the bathroom. I can't, there's like a line, so I just puke right on the ground.
Now, I remember the bathrooms being pretty stupid. They were in a stupid location, and they were dirty and stupid.
It was projectile vomiting. Once I got, I was walking down the stairs, I got to the bottom step and just lose my lunch everywhere.
Delicious.
In this liquid bath of disgusting. I just... wipe my mouth and I walk away. It was disgusting. But I was drunk for the rest of the night though somehow. And this was at 1 o'clock. It was great. Sweaty.
Last time I went was when we saw Flogging Molly.
Mm.
Now's the first time I went probably since
98.
Yeah, 98. Reverend Horton Heat and all them. Yeah, that was probably
Asbury Dark.
Asbury Dark, yeah.
Yeah, I was in Asbury the Friday night. For the Gorilla Biscuits reunion.
Oh, I thought maybe you were hitting the gay bars.
Yeah, well, that was afterwards.
Oh.
I was riding the pole later on.
What's the big gay bar there?
Oh,
where's that?
What the hell's it called?
The Poking Hole.
Ooh, what?
No.
No, wait, where is this?
Asbury
Park.
I forget
it's
the name.
It's got a stupid name.
I forget the name, man.
Is there an A? Start with an A?
But all the old buildings down there. They're just getting destroyed.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're just condemning
the whole
them?
Place is under construction.
Is Iron Mike still there?
His cardboard box should be there somewhere.
Oh, what the shit?
Like all the high rise. They tore down one of the high rises they started building.
Yeah.
And they gutted it and they built like a new, or going to do a new foundation, put something else there.
It's going to be nice there.
Yeah, it's just moving from the ocean step by step.
Everyone's upset that all the gays are going there, but it's going to look really nice when it's done.
Yeah, it will. It'll be pretty. It'll
be wonderfully decorated.
Gays are pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That neighborhood I lived in Philly, that was really nice.
Yeah, it was a wonderful gayborhood.
Yeah,
the
gayborhood. Yeah, it was a gayborhood.
Asian whorehouse.
What?
Where was this?
I don't remember that.
No, wasn't your apartment infested with Asians?
Oh yeah, well, yeah. It was a cheap apartment.
Yeah, you know how they are
in the city.
The yellow plague was infested.
Craig likes the yellow discipline. Oh wait, that was urine.
Yeah. Oh. Either way.
Either.
If it's yellow, I'll eat it. Drink it. Whatever.
Yeah. And
anyway.
Anyway.
The fags kept a nice neighborhood, they did.
I just like going to gay neighborhoods and reading the names of the bars. Mm-hmm. We had Uncles and Woody's.
Oh yeah.
And Uncles was like where all the old queens hung out. There was like really bad like daddies hang out there.
How come we're talking about this right now?
Because it's funny.
Vaughn's not here.
And Woody's was more of a younger crowd. And
ooh,
then there was
the stiff crowd.
Then there were Sisters.
Ooh,
Sister.
Oh, I got a lesbian story.
Sister. That's all. I was just killing time.
Lesbian.
I was at the Globe last night, and
excellent.
There's this.
You mean Middletown High School North?
Yeah, well, yeah. Middletown High Schools in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's this chick waiting to go to the bathroom and another chick behind her. And the one behind her was...
Eating her box.
Oh, yeah. You know, you remember the chick that hit on your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
That her.
That her?
She... That him, her
Kid
was...
Troglodyte?
Yeah.
That her.
Troglodyte.
That her was waiting to go to the bathroom. And I was in the table right next to the phone booth, next to the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's like... My immediate right. And I'm sitting there, and the table ahead of us, the guy goes, "Hey, dude, that's the ladies' room. You can't go in there." And I was just like,
awesome.
Wide, I had to cover my mouth. It was open so goddamn wide. I was like,
she was.
Then she goes, "Who the fuck said that? Who the fuck said that?" Freaking out. And the guy just.
Yeah, was it like a Butch Bulldyke, or was it?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
she's okay. Oh, yeah. She probably good.
She's
okay.
Got like she's got the flat top, like a black button down shirt on, jeans, boots, the whole thing.
Yeah,
the whole thing. And he's like, "Dude, just the ladies' room." But he completely like backed down once he found out she was a woman. Or
did he really think it was a guy?
He tried to play that off later on, like when she was in the bathroom, and he was talking to his friends. He tried to play it off. "Dude, I didn't know. But, you know, he was just being a dick, and
she had a flat top?
She had a flat top.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit spiked up, kind of like Pugsley.
No, okay.
Yeah. It was weird.
That is weird.
I couldn't believe he said it, man. I almost fell out of my seat.
Well, last time I saw her when she was hit on my girlfriend, she just had a white shirt that said unemployed. And she was on her like stink on shit.
God.
Like white on rice, as they say.
Yeah, like melting butter.
Speaking of melting butter, how hot is it out, huh?
Oh, it's not that hot.
No, it's nice
it's
today.
It's kind of mild today, actually, and last night was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on.
Anyway, not hot.
No, but the past week has been just
Africa
been brutal.
Hot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stupid.
I lost power recently.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I lost power on, I think it was Wednesday, for like
something like that.
4 hours.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. Your area had like 4 hours. Mine was like an hour and a half.
Fucking sucked.
Well, those things like melt up there, don't they? The conductors over there?
The transformers?
More than meets the eye.
I think they get a power spike and they just blow to protect themselves. But it's just
all
like...
All transformers blow.
I got home from work... And like I hit the garage door open, and I was like, "Oh shit, no juice."
My grandmother has a portable generator now.
Yeah,
she preaches it; it's wonderful. Just hook everything up to it, and you got AC. Hey, there you go. I'm like, well, guess what? Grandma can't afford it. Sorry.
Central air conditioning does not apply.
Well,
too many watts for a little generator.
How many? How many times is the like power really go out around here where you would
maybe
need a generator?
Maybe once a year.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you really need to invest in a generator?
Well, it's never bad to have a generator.
It's never bad to have, but it's
not
worth
I don't think your
it.
Grandma needs one other than for, like, the RV or something.
Yeah, the RV. Well, she used to have three.
God.
She fucking...
Three mobile homes. One was for the
flea
market.
Three generators.
No. Three.
Three a fleet three, of mobile homes.
Oh, ridiculous. Plus six other cars.
Mm.
What the fuck?
I know.
Where did she keep all these things?
On the street. Yeah. Everyone hates
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I remember
Yeah, they
that.
Did.
Yeah. She had a...
I hated it. I didn't even know her.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure your cousin hated it. She lived right on the same block.
Yeah.
You can't make a safe turn.
Nope. She would hate that stuff.
You go around to be like just yeah. like RVs and big signs to join the Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
No. Yeah, my grandmother has two Mountaineers. She has a Villager.
Why? Would she collect them?
She liked the Mercury products?
Yeah. A Ram conversion van. Uh-huh. There's a little sidestep for you. A Capri from like 91. That was my aunt's. She had three RVs. Well, she has one that's like 36 foot now, but she had two older ones that she just gave away, or she sold
one
and gave
one
away
more
the
time.
Other.
Why did she have three RVs
for the flea market?
Uh-huh.
What did she do with the flea? I'm learning
sell
more
stuff.
About your grandmother today than
she
I've
could make like
known.
$200-$300 just on a weekend selling shit
what
that
do you
she
mean
found.
Oh. Just like
found what
doing where? The
people,
like the garage sale
RVs
at the
that
flea market.
You would steal?
Junking, yeah. Or my grandfather would like steal kids' bikes and stuff. If it was sitting on the like on the sidewalk
please
in front of
me,
house.
Please tell me you're telling the truth.
No. Yeah.
Would he really?
If it
yeah.
was at night,
yeah,
was, if
funny.
It was at night and he was out, he'd take it.
No, it didn't have to be at night.
No, the kid wow. could have been sitting
like,
on it.
Exactly. No, the kid could like just have pulled up to somebody's house, gone inside. They come outside and their bike was gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it could very well have been my grandfather.
That's fucking awful.
Is that BB?
That is the worst yeah. fucking thing I ever heard.
That's hysterical.
Not like he's like trying to steal kids' bikes. But
he's just
it.
Trying to steal kids' bikes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
no,
just, he's
how
just
else,
taking
how else
kids'
you,
bikes.
Can you take that?
I don't know.
He's stealing kids' bikes.
It's not like he's trying to steal them. He's just trying to
well, if they happen
make
to,
money off of
yeah,
them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so he's stealing kids'
yeah.
bikes.
He'd fix them if they were a little, you know, busted. So.
But not give them back
chain.
To them.
No, no.
If he was fixing them and giving them back to him and saying Merry Christmas.
Wow, the kid's dad died and he can't take care of his chain for him anymore.
Kid's dad died and the last thing he did before he died was give him this bike. Here comes BB. He's going to bring it down to Englishtown. yeah. Sell it for $20.
God.
Collingswood. That is funny.
That's the
yeah.
worst.
Junking. So I used to go with him. I never saw him steal a bike. My grandmother says that he's come home with bikes that were in way too good condition
yeah.
for them to have been like thrown away on the sidewalk.
Well, he's a little out there, right? Maybe he didn't know.
No, he might not. Yeah, he
I
might
think
have really
he
thought. No, nah, he probably did.
The only time,
you gotta
I ever,
know.
Only time I ever saw him, he was standing up. And then I turn around, he's just sleeping and standing.
He can,
position.
Yeah, yeah.
He just falls asleep.
He's narcoleptic.
Yeah.
He falls asleep at traffic lights.
Yeah,
like he has it timed so that he can get like a good 45 seconds in, and he just pops right back up. It's amazing. I've seen him do it.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Son of a bitch.
But where do they get the gone. Junk? Do they just take it from people? Like,
well,
what kind of junk?
Like, do they invest in it? Do they go to, like, yard sales and get shit?
My grandmother will go to yard sales, and she'll buy stuff real cheap, and then my grandfather will fix it. She'll paint it, you know, make it, you know,
so
look
she's
a little
like one
more
of those
presentable.
Ones, they'll, like, offer them, like, $100 for the whole yard or something?
She'll, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. She'll, and that's why she had the campers. But there was one that she used for traveling. The other one she used for storage and easy transport, so that way she's not, you know, she's got her inventory in, you know, the truck.
She's got her stolen loot in
yeah,
the truck.
Much. No, but, like, my grandfather, like, go into Rumpson and stuff, like, just go around picking up, like, an armoire or something that's sitting outside. Like, he would come home with computers all the time. I was wondering if he's, like, if he's going into people's garages or something.
Well, me and my girlfriend do that sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll walk around.
Yeah, you go and pick up stuff.
Right, I like, love trash day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we
bulk
got...
Bulk pickup day is great.
Yeah. We got all the different, bikes. Different... Yeah, we see mm-hmm. all kinds of shit. Half the stuff in the bar came from
seriously.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because everyone, they wait until the last day, then they'll take their big pieces of furniture and just throw them, like, alongside the dumpster.
It's only been sitting out there for a day. So.
Not even sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes,
yeah,
like, an hour or two.
If you're in the same area and you know it, like,
Oh, we walk.
Oh,
around.
It's only been on half a day.
I would get a little embarrassed, like if my grandmother picked me up from school and she sees like a chest sitting outside of somebody's house. She's like, "Oh, I have to pick. That's not going to be there if I come back. I got to pick it. You can help me put it in the truck." I'm like, "Ugh."
That's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, it's a little.
I
embarrassing.
Get embarrassed just taking stuff from the dumpsters. We do it in the middle of the
night. The dumpsters.
Looking over your shoulder.
Well, we don't take anything in a dumpster. It has to be alongside.
It's
got to
be outside
above
of
above the line,
not floating on some magical. Plane.
But they actually have like a couple like lots down a giant dumpster that's just furniture.
Right.
It's just a big furniture dumpster. Yeah. So like we look in there.
It's like Kane's Lane.
Yeah. It's just like it's just couches.
Well, it's everyone that moves out or moves in and it's just people leave this shit.
And like there was like we had this nice little end table, but it had a glass top, but the glass had fallen out and broken.
Yeah.
So I was going to look into getting like a piece of glass put in there. It's in perfect condition. But the glass was too expensive, so I just threw it in the other dumpster.
Where'd you go for the glass?
In Red Bank.
Morris, Red Bank glass there, or Morris plate glass?
I don't remember. But they wanted like something like $80 for a custom cut piece of glass.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
It wasn't really worth it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, see, my grandfather can do all that stuff himself, so that's pretty good.
He's a glass cutter?
Well, he's a electrician carpenter. He's got
a little bit of everything.
Skills. He can do
jack of all trades,
anything.
Master of none.
No, he's pretty much master of all of them. Mm. He's a very impressive man, and he can steal kids' bikes
like nobody's,
who
nobody's
can,
business.
Really?
It's a little kid.
So he never gets caught.
What even if he do? Shut up, kid! I'm taking your bike.
Seriously, and like an old guy's even scarier. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like if a bigger
now.
Kid tries to steal your bike, you might fight him. But if some old dude. Yeah. Wants to steal your bike? Mm-hmm. How freaky
think
is that?
He's Satan.
Yeah,
he just needs a little red tuxedo on to steal kids' bikes. That's his ploy. He comes around,
the
fedora. Pitchfork in hand.
He's got-
smoking a cigar like George Burns.
He wears like an inverted Santa costume. He just comes around, he takes kids' stuff, puts it in a bag, and sells
black
it.
Black and red Santa?
Yeah, black and red.
That's funny.
He did used to. He did used to do the Santa Claus gimmick.
Did he?
Yeah, for Weeblos, Scouts.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that whole flea market selling thing.
It's a lot of fun. I used to do it.
I don't have the patience. You alright, Greg?
I'm fine.
You also have to be
got
willing.
Annoyed.
You also have to be willing to not allow people to take advantage of you.
Yeah, that would be my thing.
I've gotten that down so well.
Yeah,
going to the swap meet for like Raceway Park. Pardon me.
Oh, Jesus.
People would try to like haggle me down or whatever. And it would just be something I really don't care about, but I just wouldn't let them get it over on me. Like I knew I was just going to leave it there unless somebody paid me for it. And it was like, "Well, I'll start off like $10. I'll give you $2. You know what? I'll give you $2 and you stand there and I'll smash the crap out of this fucking thing right the fuck now. Then you'll see if it's worth it. Is that good enough? Well, you don't got to be. Just get the fuck out of here." I was
master salesman.
I was heavily intoxicated and in the sun for like 8 hours.
I'll give you $2. $2. Fuck you.
Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck do you think I am?
Then like any stuff we didn't sell by Sunday,
just
like
throw it out.
We threw it out in a pile and would just destroy it with the sledgehammers or whatever.
While everyone's looking on going, I was going to pay $2 for that.
No, like all the people that wouldn't like, $5. No. Like I try to sell for $5, like I go down from $10 to $5. Yeah. Like, $2. How about $5? I can't do it. And then you walk away, and then like the next day they come back, as you're destroying this stuff, and just like, oh man,
well, if you didn't do that, I would have taken it.
Yeah, it's great, it's wonderful to destroy things like that, and like usually we make our own little bathroom area.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got, like, the 5-gallon Poland Spring bottle with, like, a funnel on top of it.
Awesome.
We dump out the bottle all over the trash. So people will be going through it with pee hands.
Oh.
I think we gathered about 10 gallons of piss that weekend.
10 gallons of piss?
I think so.
On top of garbage.
We emptied it once, then it needed to be emptied again by the end of Sunday. And this is from Saturday morning till Sunday afternoon.
What did you sell there? Car parts?
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
Just having them, like you don't need it anymore, or like you find something better for your car or whatever. Or you just have crap. Like, I was selling porn.
What?
You were?
I was selling knives, porns, and Zippo lighters.
You were the Iceman.
Iceman.
That was his job before killing people.
What?
Selling porn.
Door to door?
Juice man.
No, the Iceman.
Remember they used to call you
yes.
Juice
the
man?
Jeweth man?
Jeweth man.
Jeweth.
Yes.
We got to take a break.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
First break. It's came and gone.
That's right. We'll be right back in like 2 seconds.
Beep, beep.
Oh, hang on a second. Now I got to do it.
We'll be right back.
You're in the dog pound.
Back in the mad dog.
Nope.
All right, Aristocrats
Radio.
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio if you want to contact us. Listen to the show. Listen to old shows. Subscribe to shows.
Stare at our pictures that don't exist.
Stare at a little cartoon that I drew.
Donate money.
Nobody's giving us any money.
Do we have that?
I'm not that delusional.
Come on,
donate.
You're listening
money.
For free. Come on.
You
dick.
Want me to open a PayPal tip jar so
go
I can
for
just
it.
Go to it every day and
do
go
it.
Oh.
One no cent.
Wow, we could. That could pay for our White Castle next time.
Wow.
What do you think about that? Pay for our next Gorge
Three,
Yourself Challenge.
Not one Three person would put money in it.
Not one person would put like $2 in to see
nope.
me, like listen to me eat 60 chicken nuggets or something like that.
Oh,
nobody
oh,
give me
fantasy.
$2 for that.
Wendy's nuggets.
No.
Come on.
You want to try it? I'll do it. I'll set up a PayPal account.
You need more
set
friends.
It up. We got to have better ideas for these food things then.
Yeah, I'll put up a PayPal account.
Well, we might actually consider doing it now that we don't have to pay for it.
Whoever gives us money, we will
give them a little shout out.
We'll send you something in the mail.
We'll send you a
I'll
vomit.
Puke in a bag and I'll send it to you.
I
could shit in a bag and send it to you. Hey,
that
I got
too.
The time.
I'll just send you an empty envelope and just know that I licked it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got my DNA all over it.
You could try selling it on eBay, like Katrina Air.
Yeah, let's pretend we're famous and sell memorabilia from the show. Just if someone might go like, hey, these guys, oh, wow, they're famous. I could probably sell this again.
If they're selling it, they must be.
Mm, wow. $100, really? $100 for the bucket that they puked in? Really?
That's vintage. That's rare.
Oh, I better pick that up before someone grabs it.
For the cushion Derek farted on.
Which one? It's on my whole friggin' apartment.
His whole apartment is one big I farted on.
The whole studio.
I mean the studio.
So we were talking about
studio.
I was just
cleavage.
We were talking about this cleavage ban in Texas, Arlington, Texas.
Apparently, Texas is no longer part of America.
Breastus.
As a card-carrying member of the American Breast Enthusiast.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
Including the breasts.
Yep, but now you can't show them in school. Arlington Independent School District set up a ban that bans low-cut blouses, tops, sweaters, etc. And with plunging necklines, not allowed.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Why are they only putting this towards women? What about
well, yeah, what about fat kids?
Yeah. This whole thing is fucked up. Fat kids with tank tops.
In gym class.
What the fuck?
Exposed you know the fat kid's going to get made fun of, too.
Yeah. Hey, put those things away.
I'm telling.
I'm going to get Principal McVicker out here and kick your ass.
You can't put those things away. Beavis and Butthead. Even some teenagers agree there's a problem. Who? Who thinks that?
What faggot says this?
I think it's good that they're doing it, says student Tyler Edwards.
Tyler Edwards is a little douchebag who should die.
Wow. Who would come
slander.
Out and say that?
Slander.
This is a little gay boy.
Little gay
this
high school kid.
This really gets my juices flowing, I'll tell you
seriously,
that much.
Seriously, what the hell? A little late bloomer
does.
Or something.
This is ridiculous. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Let's put that cleavage away.
Oh,
the boobies. They make me so insane.
My pants are tightening.
It's awful.
I can't stand it.
Ah, some parents worry about enforcing the rule.
That's all I had when I was in high school and middle school.
Well, you remember.
That's all I had. Cleavage.
They cut out the spaghetti straps like our senior year.
They did?
Girls weren't allowed to wear spaghetti strap shirts anymore.
I didn't pay attention that much.
Yeah. Well, they were always talking about it.
Ah.
The girls, especially in my psychology class. There was a number of girls who
I'm sure they had good arguments.
Yeah, probably. They liked to show off their stuff, and they were upset because they weren't allowed to wear spaghetti straps anymore.
Mm.
I was upset, too.
Yeah, that would be upsetting. There's nothing better than a nice tube top with some top boob showing on there or something, you know? It's a tube top, but you can still make out cleavage. That's great.
The skirt thing, too. You remember the skirt?
Yeah, they just went with the skirt.
Your hand,
yeah,
like
that.
Your fingertips or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you got monkey arms, you're fucked.
You're screwed, yeah.
So they get the one.
If you got little T-Rex arms, you're
great.
Get
the one black kid in school and say, see?
See? It's got to be 1 inch past my pinky when it lays down.
Yeah, well.
A little T-Rex Terry. She don't even have to wear fucking shorts or anything. She just wears a long shirt and she's good to go.
Not even.
Well, she doesn't want to burn her ass in like, her car
seat.
She's
got a midriff and no underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Pants on.
She's perfect. Got a...
I think you know why that's horrible.
What's horrible?
I think you know why.
What's horrible? I missed that.
There was
that.
A person like that.
Yes, there was.
So let's...
Yes, there was. Yes, there was.
I saw one a couple weeks ago. I saw one a couple weeks ago.
Young.
I don't know who she was. I only think one of her arms is like that.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
Did she have red hair?
Maybe. Possibly. But, like, she was normal, and, like, we're sitting in a bar, and she was at some other table, or, like, I was at the same table, I don't remember. But I was on her normal side. Then she sat down on the other side. I thought it was completely somebody else because there's this chicken wing pointing at me. I was like, what the? Who is this? Where'd she come from? What is that? Oh, my God. It's the same girl. It's the same girl. What the fuck? I got Two-Face over here dealing with chicken wings.
Two-Face.
Some people call me the hot rod.
She's some pretty good looking, except for her little fidget. That's her opening her arm. That's her closing her little fingers.
That's what happens when you squeeze her hand when you go to shake her hand. Just goes,
Wow.
Horrible.
And it was like just stuck in one position, too. It was.
Yep.
Fantastic.
It was the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. You can't say that.
So wouldn't you like to see her in a with a nice cleavage shot?
Yeah, I'd love it. That would turn me on, man.
So end of story. So you'd do her,
pretty much.
Yes, I believe so.
He would do it, yeah.
As long as she was like it
for
wasn't.
The story.
It wasn't. Like, take my strong hand.
Oh my God!
Not like she's trying to jerk me off with like your strong hand. I can do it better with this one.
Oh no.
Oh, you got so many face. Wipe it off.
I'm trying not to look. You look down. You just, don't look.
Could you stand like your right side kind of? That's perfect. Nope. Don't move. Right there. Could you like kind of like lay down on that one side? That's perfect.
starts raining out. Her hand cramps up and she won't let you go. Your arthritis.
She's got extreme rheumatism on that little locked up claw she's got there. Her little talons don't
yawn
release.
Yawn, Kallmeyer. I don't know.
Yawn.
Yawn. Snowman, yawn. So no cleavage in Texas.
That's awful.
That's what we were getting at.
I guess Texas is the reason why Kennedy's dead.
It is. They did kill him.
I wonder if Jackie O had cleavage reaching out for the back of the limo.
I hope she did.
There's plenty of cleavage in his brain matter.
Might have saved him. Might have saved him,
bitch.
Well, so we have Florida girl accused of trying to poison family.
Was it the peanut butter?
16-year-old girl had been charged with trying to kill her family by feeding them a dessert she made with floor cleaner.
Delicious.
The unidentified girl poured a 40-ounce bottle of cleaner into a peanut butter cup dish. And
40 ounces?
And fed it to her mother, father, and brother Wednesday.
She could have found something better than that. Mm.
Yeah. If you're going to kill him, kill him. Not make him sparkly shiny.
The father told the wife while he was eating it that it tastes like spick and span.
Ooh.
Huh.
But he went ahead and ate it anyway.
I guess
he didn't want to break her little heart.
Yeah. I messed up on using the baking soda. Oopsie. I should have used powder instead of baking soda.
Oh, here's the stupid part. The girl told a friend what she did.
Never tell anyone anything.
Alerted the authorities.
If you're having sex with a teacher, trying to kill your parents, or just doing anything, never tell anyone. Ever.
You're safer that way.
A brother who did not eat the dessert took his family to get medical attention.
What a nice guy. What a little shit for not eating his sister's dessert.
Wow, she was charged with 3 counts of attempted murder.
Oh my God, how old is she?
16.
And like on that,
she's done.
She is gone.
How do
baby.
Her parents pay for her lawyer? How do you do this? How
know.
Do you do it?
I don't know.
What the hell is this? She tried to kill him. Like, what are they like?
There
completely,
has to be. There has
do
to
they
be
completely
something.
Cut her off, or like is she like public defender?
Probably.
Yeah.
She's got to be screwed then, because she knows she's going to get the maximum. She's got some public pretender. As the brothers say it.
What? That's what they say?
Yeah, they call him the pretender because they don't really do anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe if you paid good money for a nice Jew, you wouldn't be in jail, son.
Oh, come on, Mel.
Hey.
What's going on with Mel?
I don't know. I think he's on South Park now.
Is he?
He's going to...
Mel Blanc?
They turn those episodes around, like...
Because I saw a preview for it, and he was, like, running around, like, shooting guns and talking about Jews. So, I'm guessing...
Like, 2 days after they called Saddam Hussein, they had a whole episode about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't... all the animation
All the animation's already there.
I know, it's all computer... Well, regular cartoon shows take, like, almost a year to produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, you figure, like, okay, maybe, like, 6 months would be a quick cartoon to produce. They do it in, like, a day.
Yeah, well, because they have, like, stock animation. It's all... So. Yeah, they don't have to do
anything. Don't sit here and tell me how they do it.
Don't really reveal the fourth wall, Matt, please.
We were talking about Kobayashi before.
Oh, yes.
The show. You know a lot about him, it seems.
Huh? A little bit.
So what did he down 58 bratwursts in 10 minutes.
Brats.
Whoa.
Disgusting.
Brats.
New record.
It's very good.
27-year-old Japanese man considered one of the world's greatest eaters.
Oh, the low stomach, man.
8Ks. They got low stomachs?
Well, that's the only way you can do it. Low stomach.
Oh.
And the way he gets to eat more before he really fills up more.
Mm. They're good, says Kobayashi. I want to take some home.
They are good. I want to take some home with me so I can beat my children with them. They can feel my flesh sabers with in their pants.
The defending champion,
Super Nintendo,
Sonya the Black Widow Thomas.
She's cute.
Yeah, I don't like that name though. It's like
Sonya the Black Widow.
Isn't
Thomas.
She a little Asian also?
She's a little 100-pound Asian woman. Works at fast food, like Burger King or something.
She only had 34.
She eats like I do. Once a day, she eats an enormous
amount. She gorges
at
once a day.
Yeah, and she works out for 2 hours a day, which is not like me.
Unlike you.
Unlike me. Yeah.
Yes.
She's pretty cute. She's like 30 or something.
She's adorable.
Is there? Oh, I thought there was a picture.
There was.
She could eat her way into my heart.
I can look her up.
Oh, she's got all kinds of different records for like eating key lime pies and some kind of shelled fish, like 400 something of them.
400 crawfish in 3 minutes.
I want to say 8 pounds of refried beans in 3 minutes. She just literally drinks it.
3 minutes.
Here she is.
Give her a funnel.
I'm guessing that's her.
She's cute, right?
Yeah, a cute little Asian girl.
She can almost open her eyes.
Oh, here's a picture.
What happened?
Stuffing her face.
Oh,
she looks like 50 pounds heavier in this picture just because she's got...
It looks like deviled eggs.
A face full of...
Yeah, and her stomach is probably bloated out.
don't know how they. Ooh.
She got so filled up, her eyes bulged out.
Cheese sandwich record.
Wow. I didn't know there was an old record. Hmm.
Hmm. We're just sitting here staring at it.
Yeah. Give her eating a hot dog.
Where's that?
I want to see it. Dirty little girl.
Well, apparently Kobayashi takes the dogs out of the buns. And he just eats two at a time. And
well,
then
they always
the
eat
buns
the buns
water.
Separately.
Yeah, and they dip the buns in water.
You gotta
hot dogs and
compact
buns.
Them down.
Yeah,
well, it's like him eating those hot dog buns or the hot dogs himself. He's like,
oh yeah, it's two at
disgusting.
A time. Gone. Bring up a picture of her.
Yeah. Oh. Did you see this one, Matt?
Wait a minute.
What?
Go back to that main picture page. One more.
Is that what you want to see her eating a hot dog? No, it's not there.
Oh,
sorry,
come on, because she's eating hot dogs there.
Well, here we go. I can't see. She's all the way over there.
That bitch.
I don't understand this competitive eating stuff.
It's a way of life.
I could never,
It's a legitimate skill.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Legitimate.
You think you could do that, Matt?
I don't know.
I don't know about the whole time.
Nice.
I don't know.
Care to expand on that, sir?
Is that a little Neil Hamburger?
Could you do that?
I don't know.
Maybe. What, I was supposed to say something else?
You seriously have to have like the physical like proportions for it.
Yeah.
You can't just do it. That's why a lot of these big fat guys think that they can
wolf down on some
but
enchiladas.
They can't because their brain still tells them to stop eating after 20 minutes, which
so
is
what
why
be brain dead?
Most competitions, 12 minutes. That's it. You have to eat as much as you can in 12 minutes. I don't know.
Hey, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
We should do that challenge.
That's for
so full
speed.
Of clams.
That's your speed, though. Like, you have to really like down the stuff. You have to. It's a skill. You have to know how to eat.
You got to know how your body works.
Like, have you ever seen a hamburger eating competition?
No.
They just take the hamburgers and they dip them in a cup of water as they're eating them so it just slides down easier. Mm. It's usually there's like a big, tall, skinny guy, a gigantic, like 400-pound fat dude. The 400-pounder usually will do all right, but the skinny guys always win because they know, like, they're like, trained. Sad, but
well, the fat guy's just doing it because he's hungry.
Exactly, it's free food.
You know, he was going to eat 20 burgers regardless. Now at least the 20 burgers are free.
Yeah.
And like he only ate it in 12 minutes, so he might be still like a little bit hungry like an hour from now.
So he might actually eat Sonya and Kobayashi and be hungry an
he
hour
may
later.
Eat their hands or something.
Oh,
yep. You're always hungry an hour after you eat gook.
I thought Eric wasn't coming today.
Oh, I hope so.
Chinese food.
Oh.
Oh, wait, they're Japanese.
Shit.
Gah, gotcha.
Damn.
They had a clam eating contest at the Clam Fest. It was just Yeah, we didn't get to see it
that
way.
The guy I work with, his brother, usually does that.
Yeah.
He was champion 2 years ago.
Champion
standing.
He ate like 100-something clams.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Then like afterwards, he had like 2 cheesesteaks.
Oh!
But last year, he got screwed because the chick next to him won.
Yeah.
But she didn't because like
the Montreal screw job.
He ate more clams than she did because he could tell by the pile. And like she just, I ate all those too. Like claiming
what?
His pile somehow. Somehow the judges dropped the ball on this one.
Ooh. That's terrible.
He was pissed.
What poor officiating.
Plus, like, they weren't giving him his clams fast enough. He was eating them too fast, and they couldn't keep up with him. He's
How
a monster.
How is that possible?
He's an animal.
Animal.
He is an absolute animal.
That's awesome. Though.
And he's really funny. He's really funny.
I would imagine all competitive eaters are very funny.
Yeah, you'd have to have a sense of humor about
you'd
it.
Have
just
to.
The whole art of it.
Mm. It's an art form now. Yeah, the art of the eating.
The art of eating. There you go.
Corpulent Craig Cannon divulging in clams in the art of the eating.
Corpulent Craig Cannon.
How to go with alliteration.
Yeah, the, what's her name? Sonia's. I think she's pound for pound the best eater in the world because she weighs less. and can eat like the same more, amount. More ratio, like a higher ratio compared to her weight.
Must be an expensive date, though.
Well, if you give her 8 pounds of beans before you go out,
you make
a trip to a price club before
terrible.
You go out on the date.
Oh, it was something like 65 ham biscuits, I think, in 12 minutes. That was another
she
one.
Can she eat 12
did.
Ham bones in 2 minutes.
I'll give her a ham bone.
And
how many tube steaks?
Her.
The zing of the day.
I forget what they call it. Like her gastric, some kind of gastric limit is like 18 pounds. She can eat 18 pounds of food in one sitting.
Is that a lot?
Yeah. Because considering most people can only
even have a double
about
quarter
a pound
pounder.
And a half.
Yeah.
About a pound and a half for anybody else.
I tell you, I was telling you, I went to McDonald's the other day for lunch, for dinner.
Ooh.
It's for breakfast,
why
lunch.
Are you so excited?
I'm McDonald's. Hungry as hell.
Are you really?
McDonald's,
yeah.
It's not just,
White Castle.
It's not just for
today,
every
man.
Meal.
And I went there, and I got a double quartered pounder with cheese, and I thought I was going to throw
well,
up.
You always feel like that. That's just
no,
disgusting.
No, I had two bites, and I threw it away.
You had that extra greasy burger.
What did I just eat?
So greasy.
You
it
had your stacker.
So
I had a triple stacker.
Yes, stacker. I wish you would have a stacker of the two variety.
Well.
Maybe you'll just.
Speed.
you did good for a while. How long were you not eating fast food?
I didn't eat McDonald's for about 2 years. No. I didn't drink soda for 2.5 years. I didn't have Wendy's for a little over 2 years.
Wow. Now, how much did you lose in 2 years? Like 30 pounds?
No, in about 11 months, I lost like 35 pounds just of eating human proportions and
portion
not
control
eating,
and
not
what
eating
you're
late
eating
at night. Not eating. I didn't even cut out soda at that point. I was down to like 207, I think, from 242.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much fat did you find after you broke up with your girlfriend?
I was back up to
286.
230. I'm 230 right now. I got back up to that in like February. So I haven't gained any weight since.
Maintain.
February. Yeah.
You're happy now.
Plateaued.
I'm not very happy now.
No. No, your body is where it's
no,
fine
it's,
now.
It's upset. Yeah, this is where
it's rejecting me at all points.
Pretty much.
Yeah. My body can't even stand myself.
First my girlfriend rejects me, then my body.
Text from Jerl. You done, fat boy? Perfect.
Yeah, that's cancer.
Disney World is raising their ticket prices.
$67?
Yeah. Wow. One day, one park admission. $67.
Oh boy, Pluto, let's go in.
Oh,
no.
That's only a $4 increase.
Oh, wow, that's not
Jesus.
Bad. It's like $50 to get in a Great Adventure.
I know. Yeah,
and
but
like when I play Roller Coaster Tycoon, I make it as expensive as possible because I have all the right rides.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean.
All right, think of this. You go to Disneyland once or Disney World once. You got life memories for a lifetime, though.
I really do.
Because like I went to Disney when I was like 7. Mm. I still remember like every, like a couple little things about it, but it's.
Last time I went, I was 16. Yeah. Me and my father drove my grandparents down to Florida, and we just decided to go to Disney. Yeah. Actually, we didn't go to Disney. We went to MGM,
yeah,
which is Disney, basically. Universal
Studios.
All the fun ones. I'd like to go back there.
Yeah, that would be a good trip.
Because you can get deals. That's the thing. Like, you go to Great Adventure, and it's like $50, but there's so many coupons and, like, good deals that that's the thing.
I got a Coke can.
Yeah, you bring a Coke can, and you get, you know, 2 for $1.
Yeah.
So it's really like $25, and it's not like you got to pay to get on the rides.
It's a good deal, like going to Disney for $60.
Yeah.
So what?
My cousin,
don't have kids. Screw you.
And flying down there is cheap as hell. It's like
it's like $100.
There's just a lot to
for
do.
For both ways.
Yeah.
Great Adventure, you sit 2 hours for one ride.
Yeah.
It's like
we got no
one
to go.
Time. Yeah, you got to go right before
you
got to
go
ends.
When school is in.
Yeah, right before it's like May
during
June.
The day. Yeah,
you can get like on like maybe like 6 rides, you know, throughout the day instead
if
of
you go on the right
two.
If you go the right time, you can go on the same.
You
got to
go early too,
row.
like right when the park opens.
Yeah, well, they let you just sit
on like
there.
A,
there's not a lot of people. They just
on
let
like
you sit
a Thursday,
yeah.
Like once they start like after Memorial Day when they start doing all during the week and shit, and you got to do it right then, right before school gets out.
Yep, that's what we used to
so
do.
So you can get in the sucking fucking ear like 10 times in a row.
I've never been to Great Adventure.
Wow,
what?
Never. And I never will.
How can you? Why?
You know you're from Jersey if you call Six Flags Great Adventure.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, I think so.
You know you're from Jersey if you know what a Wawa is.
Yeah.
Nah, it's in South Jersey. Scum.
I
know, but we didn't have Wawa's in like, five years ago.
Yeah.
Wawa, you had to go to like South Jersey. We only had 7-Elevens, Quick Checks, and Krausers.
Krausers.
And then
my grandmother used to work at Krausers.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Krausers, like in the 80s, was like the only place you can rent a movie.
Yeah.
It was like the first place that went in the Junction.
Yes, that's right. Then they moved all that shit over.
We'll be right back.
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio
.com.
Childhood negligence.
www.aristocratsradio.com.
I gotta update that.
What's that?
The website.
Yeah, it's still the Hotline Challenge.
It's
yeah.
still the old.
I haven't done anything
the old
with it in February. February.
The Eric picture on it.
Yeah. I don't even think the MySpace link is even accurate.
Probably not.
No, I think it's still DEP.
Talk about neglect.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like I got a ton of help here.
No.
Ouch.
Ouch.
And that's like I can do anything.
Yeah. Design a website, Craig.
There you go.
All right, you guys are
just
over.
Draw a picture.
Draw the website, and I'll just scan it and put it up there and make it clickable.
Yeah.
That would be hysterical.
That would be great, honestly.
Online paper, please.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Let me get my half-circle crayons out.
That's brilliant.
My five-pack.
Cut this part out so nobody... Oh, wait, nobody's listening.
Nah, no one will hear this anyway.
That's brilliant.
Ooh. And stop.
Seriously, Craig, do it.
Alrighty.
Craig's website, with a K.
The moderated.
All the text will be in his handwriting.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That would be an awesome font.
Handwriting.
Retard handwriting.
My girlfriend made a font out of her handwriting.
Huh.
She downloaded a program.
How about that?
Yeah. Somebody actually asked me about that a couple years ago. They're like, you know, I really want to make my own fonts. And I'm like,
you could do it.
Great. Huh.
Do it. Do it!
Yeah.
Make the world suffer through your crap handwriting.
My handwriting is the worst.
Yes.
Bad.
So is mine.
Really bad. We should there.
Ooh, it's just me and you now, Matt, huh? When you were a little kid, your mom used to leave you in weird places?
Well, I guess you could call it weird.
It was just un-kid-friendly places?
Various casinos in Atlantic City where my family would go every single weekend. No,
she
I wouldn't have been surprised.
Making money.
He was paying cocktail waitress.
Just two at a time.
Yeah, I would get dropped off at a nursery.
They had a nursery in the... These
well, they called
casinos?
They called them nurseries. It was just a place for pretty
it's
much
like
the
kid corral.
Yeah, kid corral for adults who just, you know, they don't have time to watch the kids. And
they don't
gamble.
Have time / care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. Pretty much, I would get let out of the cage just to play video games for a little while before going to dinner, and then playing video games when I go back, and then back into the corral.
Wow!
With all the other little bison.
With all the little other horsies.
I used to just sit at the doorway. It was a double, like a barn door. And I would look out at the kids playing video games, longing to join them at like 7 years old. And I'm just desperately waiting. And my parents are not coming back. And 3 hours go by. And all the other kids are having fun. And as they come and ask me to join them, I'm just like, no, I don't want to.
I can't.
I just want to play video games and I go away. But, hey, I love video games.
Maybe
still.
They just should have left you on like the boardwalk or something. Let you figure it out yourself.
Way too dangerous.
Yeah.
Come on.
The boardwalk had
the boardwalk really sucks there.
It's terrible now.
It's just a boardwalk.
Yeah, literally.
With like
Playcade is still
crap
there.
Crap stores which just nothing in them.
No, it's terrible.
And friggin' strip clubs.
Yeah. Is there strip clubs on the boardwalk?
Probably not.
No.
Close enough.
I think they're like one block in.
Once you get past all the way down to, let's see, Playcade, yeah. It was this little arcade that I used to go to that's still there. I went to
Now, would you say you are the best Mortal Kombat video game player in the world?
Or the Northeast?
I'm the best on the East Coast.
Yeah?
And really?
I am ranked number 3 in the world.
Number 3 in the world?
Yeah.
And where did you go in this last ranking? Like, how do you get ranked number 3 in the world?
In May of 2005, I went to Donella, New Jersey, and I invited some guys from Chicago, three of the best players in the world who used to compete in tournaments in the 90s when they were official, and they're still in practice. The best one was this guy, Lex, and he likes to trash talk. But
does he like to kill Miss Elizabeth? As in Lex Luger?
No, not that Lex. But
okay. Proceed.
Him and two of his buddies made the drive on like a last minute decision. 12 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah, they had to clear their schedules because I'm sure they were...
Well, the one dude's a DJ and the other guy's like a computer like analyst.
I don't believe you.
So.
No.
And the other guy, I guess he's unemployed. So they came out for the tournament. I was very surprised. And I got to play them and it was a pleasure. And I wound up placing 3rd in that tournament over one of them, one of the 3 guys. Yeah. And I actually beat the best player in the world that was there. So it's the way the tournament was held. It wasn't like a elimination. It was round robin, so everybody played each other, and whoever won the most at the end of the night got the money.
Mm. And how much money?
Yeah, it was like $60.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really covers the travel costs.
Yeah. Not really, no.
Yeah.
No, it would have been nice for me.
Barely covered it for you.
Just half hour to Donella.
Barely.
But, yeah.
So, where was... you say in the world.
There are people who still play competitively, and judging by the way they play, you can tell who knows what they're doing and who doesn't. There's usually, for any country that has a bunch of guys that represent, there's usually, like, one who you can tell is decent, but you know just by watching how they play, the mistakes they make, that they... don't quite have the same level that U.S. players have. It's a U.S. game. It's an American game.
Uh-huh.
Most of the other countries like it except Japan.
Really?
They completely, like, they don't talk about Mortal Kombat because it's not really accepted as a fighting game to the general community. So, yeah. The only one is the one that I play. That's the only one that has any kind of respect.
Marvel vs. Capcom?
No. That's
Street Fighter 2?
No, the Mortal Kombat one.
Oh, Ultimate Mortal Kombat
is the only one that has a professional competitive base because it actually has the desired qualities in a fighting game.
Whoa. Yeah. I just don't get it.
Craig's trying to accept that. The games have to have certain kind of mechanics to actually make it competitive. Like if you look at like Mortal Kombat 1, that's kind of like tic-tac-toe. And Mortal Kombat 2 is kind of like checkers, and Mortal Kombat 3 is a little bit more advanced, and then Ultimate's kind of like chess. It's got a real scientific base to it. It's built upon all the previous ones. You know, it's like more than turn-based, but like not quite as advanced, obviously, as the 3D games that are out now that don't interest me at all.
Interesting.
But there is a lot of money involved when you're playing like 100 other people in one day. You win like $800 to $1,000 in one night.
Mm. Wow.
Just for being really, 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 really sad.
So how did you, like, get this good?
Just by playing people.
You just played at the arcades, or, like,
When I was, like, 13 or 14 years old when it came out, I went everywhere I possibly could. Atlantic City had a lot of competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm mostly, like, older, like, closer to, like, 20s. But so I was just this little kid beating
Kingsburg.
Kingsburg,
not
so much.
Did you go to Las Vegas for the Nintendo Challenge and play
No.
Super Mario Brothers 2?
I did not.
But then tied, and he had to wizard? Play Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ah,
ooh,
a new game.
It now.
Ooh, how did Fred Savage know to duck on the out. White block? How did he know? Warp Zone. How did you know? There's no way he could have known
it
that.
It just came out. How could he have known?
It didn't even come out.
I know. It yeah. unveiled it.
It was just made for the movie.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, and it became the best video game, I would say, ever.
Probably one of the best selling, yeah.
Yeah, no, I would say good. One of the best in general.
Yeah. Very good.
You've seen the guy beat it in, what, 8 minutes or whatever it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Mario that's 3 ridiculous. In 11 minutes? Was it 11
I
minutes?
Thought it was like 7 minutes.
Well, there's one that's there's like, it's like 5 minutes, but he warps.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah,
one
yeah.
where he does every stage, and I think it's
oh,
like
that's
half hour
this is more
something.
Like a half hour. No, there's 11 minutes was the...
That's
Super
insane
Mario
to actually do that.
Dude, well, to do it in an hour is
what,
insane.
What
that must be the most pissed off thing in
to
the
get
world.
Past, to get past level 7, to me, is insane.
Mm. Yeah, but you that's don't have to play back. Level 7.
No, but I mean, if you want to go through every
yeah.
stage.
Oh, I know. The pipe board you're talking about, right?
Yeah. yeah I always horrible. Get caught somewhere annoying. In there.
The the guy, the speed run, when they call, when they do the games as fast as they possibly can. Now that emulators are like so commonly used, they just use, they call it tool-assisted runs. So if they lose or they make a mistake, they just go back to the save state so that it looks seamless, but it really isn't. So it might take them like 2 days to beat it in 11 minutes.
Ah, you're taking down all kinds of walls.
I am. I'm doing it. I'm calling them out.
Because like I would figure I'd commit suicide trying to
it's
do
mathematically
that.
Like impossible for a human to be able to run through the game like that, making absolutely no mistakes. So
inconceivable.
What about Japanese people?
Yeah.
They are not people.
What about those
like I said, people. They are.
What about those Mongol hordes across the seas?
Oh, God.
What else were we talking about? So you got neglected as a child and became the number 3 Ultimate Mortal Kombat world champion.
Yes.
And
the power was out.
Oh, I wanted to talk about... Oh, yeah, do your power.
I had I came home from work, and I think it was like Wednesday or whatever, and it was hot as balls out.
It's all this heat. All this. For those of you that don't know.
It was like 118 degrees out, like the real feel or
We're in Jersey, and the past week it's been at least 100 to 100.
The heat index was like 118 or something.
Average temperature over the past week's been probably, what, like 95 degrees?
Yeah.
No, I would say more than that.
98.
I would say 100.
Yeah.
Ooh.
According to my Volkswagen Passat.
Even when it cooled down, it was still like 85, 88.
Yeah, and the humidity was just insane.
Ridiculous. Oh, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
It's the humidity that gets you.
Yeah, the dry heat down there.
Dry heat, yeah.
You know,
humidity makes it easier to breathe, though.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Sure does.
Humidity
makes it easier to breathe on your throat, but your lungs do not like it more.
No. My skin does not like it at all.
Yeah, my taint is not a fan. My taint is not a fan of 98% humidity.
Spearmint taint.
So when I get home from work, I like to be at home in the nice cool AC where it's like 75 degrees on. I walk around in like T-shirt and a boxers and I'm chilly.
Yeah, nice.
It's perfect, perfect weather.
I like that.
Parents are complaining how cold it is, and you're just like, I don't care.
It's fine. Shut up.
Shut up. Leave it alone.
Energy consumption.
Leave me alone.
Pay the bill.
So I walk in. I hit my button for the garage door opener. Nothing happens.
Ouch.
I was like, right at that moment, I just wanted to walk back around and go to my car and drive somewhere where they had power. Wherever it was, or just sit in my car with the AC on for however long it took. So I go in, I walk up the back stairs, and I go into the sliding door, and I was like, no power. Nah, it's been out for like an hour and a half. Great.
No power, no breathing air.
Well, it wasn't that bad. Like, I went downstairs, and it was still, like, kind of chilly out.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that bad. Like, upstairs, hot as hell. Mm. When I went downstairs, it was pretty cool.
Mm.
So, like... I go into my room and I have nothing else to do. What am I going to do? Read?
Why not?
There's no dinner. There's no TV.
Video games are not
There's nothing on. I can't go on the computer. I can't do anything. I was like,
you You can't go on the computer anyway.
What the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to go find a nice book and settle down next to the sliding door? Still inside but not outside.
Curl
with enough
up
light.
The candle?
I don't think so. So what do? I go to sleep. And I'm sitting in my bed, not a sound made.
Oof.
And like my head is ringing.
Mm.
All I hear is this like
tinnitus.
It's like I'm being deafened by my own brain.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous.
Did you ever get that like in the car? Like if you come home from like a really shitty day at work, you just turn it off and you don't like it's totally silent and you're just like.
It was like deafening. I was like, "What the fuck is going
Sucks.
On here?"
I hear it right now.
You just have to go start going. Aah!
And like I hear, like,
or just turn the radio on.
Noise.
Well, I didn't have the radio on.
No, I'm saying it happened.
Oh yeah, but I didn't have. Oh
why,
god, it's
dude,
so
why didn't you just
fucking
like
annoying.
Get in your car and turn the AC on?
Because I didn't feel like going anywhere. Because I was like tired
just
from
sit
work.
Sit in the parking lot in the AC. Oh, well, you said it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't hot. If it was hot, I would have killed somebody. I would have murdered people.
Not worse. We used to do at the gas station.
Like if the power had gone out like earlier on in the day and the house had gotten hot, I would have left.
Oh yeah.
I would have been out. And like to be able to listen to my parents talk about this thing, I wanted to kill them. Cuz like my mom was like, "Well, what if we're the only house? Do the neighbors have power? Do they? I don't hear anything out there. Maybe they don't have power. Maybe they do. I don't know."
Yeah, when we lost power,
I wanted to murder her.
Neighbors just start walking out. "Do you have power? We lost power over here."
Like
oh,
they
no,
just wander
didn't.
Into the
yes,
street like
literally.
Zombies.
Literally.
It's, no like, the, it's power. Like the Twilight Zone.
Horrible.
Start gnawing on power lines. Just
I'm
to
in
get
the shower.
Energy.
The lights go out.
They're eating, batteries trying to light light bulbs.
My stupid parents. My father fixed the pool pump.
Yeah.
And he, no, it was before. Yeah, he did. They got it fixed and he plugged it in and it didn't work. And he goes inside and all the power's out in the whole house. So he thinks they had a power outage. And they were living without power for a while. Until they realized that he just tripped the breaker.
Shit.
Of course.
He goes outside and the neighbors like have like their back porch light on. He's like, "Huh."
That's odd. Maybe we're right on the edge of the grid. And like
living without power for no reason. That's weird that it tripped the whole house, though.
Yeah, it usually just sections.
Whatever.
You got those old shitty houses.
Old shitty houses. Is that an old house?
It's an old house. Really? It's from like the 50s.
Really?
It had a carport probably at some point, so you know.
Yeah, they turned into a...
Yeah, so you know it's not a...
Carport.
A car hold. So you know, they could have had anything there.
It was your garage.
Ooh, la-dee-da.
What do you call it?
I call it a car hold.
Is that what I called it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you want to hear my story about how I hear voices sometimes?
Not really, yeah. But go ahead.
Maybe I can hear voices next time the power is out and kill everyone.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, you are big into psychology, right, Matt?
Yes, I am.
What does it mean when people hear voices?
Depends. Are they in your head
and
or
nutty,
outside of your head?
I don't know. As squirrel shit.
Well, what happened was I was at work, and I was by myself. I was in the back.
Things are different when you're by yourself.
Mm. This is the only time it happens.
Yeah.
I was by myself, and the radio was on.
Plus, the place is probably haunted from dead workers there
probably.
From that explosion.
Good possibility.
Mm. Well, only one guy died in the explosion.
Well, okay, there you go.
And it was across the
street. I hear voice.
I don't know why he would come back
to
this.
He can't come to the other side of the street now. Is there a 10-foot radius of where someone died?
Nah, he can come back.
Anyway.
He was from Union Beach. He could do anything.
So there's like a radio far off to my left and the place is noisy in general. So big hustle bustle, all kind of machinery and shit. And I hear like a little, you can't understand it. It sounds like it's coming from like either like a phone or like a radio. And it sounds like it's like under wherever, like if I'm working on something, it'll sound like it's under the table. And all I hear is like the hard consonants, like the t and p.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like a radio voice or like on a telephone, like somebody's talking on a telephone and I can hear it.
Huh.
And I keep hearing, what the?
And I Tom just figured, Tucker from Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just like, but it's like really far off and like distorted. So I'm like, the hell? So finally, I'm just like, oh, it must be a, you know, a radio somewhere, you know, because there's like a dozen radios in the whole place, and everyone's got a different station on.
Yeah, your cell phone on you?
I kept checking my cell phone because I thought
feedback,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought maybe it was that too. Because I got like the speaker on my cell phone. I thought maybe it was interfering.
Yeah.
And then I go home. And I was sitting here. The air conditioner was off.
I think your brain's just fucking with you.
I don't know. It must be. Because then I was online and I'm just sitting here in the silence.
Silence, I mean, listen, fucks with your brain.
It's pretty quiet in here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting in here and I heard the same thing. It doesn't talk to me.
All of a sudden, some blank IM window comes up and just gibberish starts coming up.
No, then I would leave. I would get out of here in a sec. But it would almost sound like it was under that couch over there.
Yeah.
It would sound like there's a phone under the couch and somebody's talking into it.
Interesting.
But not like, hello, but just like,
hey,
just,
like The Sims kind
of? Yeah. Like The Sims with a lot of hard consonants.
Yeah.
And just like overmodulated, like through a
there's
telephone.
That word again.
You right. said that overmodulated thing That's way too many times in the past last 2 days. Year. You're Continue. Overmodulating, overmodulating.
Well, it fits.
Continue.
Anyway, and then I realized that I've heard this a number of times before, too.
Really?
Yeah. I never really realized it.
That's
I don't
freaky,
know.
Man.
Look it up.
Because I would think it would be from upstairs, because we got neighbors upstairs, but it would be too muffled if it was a TV. It would be like, you know, if it was upstairs. But this is like, you can really hear it.
Really?
Like, it's tinny. It's almost maybe like an like overmodulated speaker.
You think they have like a...
But I heard
maybe
it
Maybe they have
too.
A modulator upstairs.
It only happens when I'm alone and when I'm to my own devices.
I think your brain just gets bored or something and just like...
You could really be messed up, though.
But, thanks.
I think it's that brain tumor you got.
Maybe
that's why you went bald.
I never can never discredit anything.
As soon as I hear it, like I'll go around and I'll really listen for it, and it'll just slowly go away.
If you build it,
did you hear that?
I will come in my pants.
He said they'll come in his pants.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Look it up.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna do it right
hearing
now.
Voices.
Right here on the show. Hearing voices.
What does it mean? Hearing voices.
I don't
Set
know.
Him free.
It. Yeah.
The mind, the mind is a very powerful thing.
I bet.
Yeah, could maybe it's like phenomenon, like with that John Travolta movie.
They can do a lot of things with brain cells.
Phenomenon.
Did you ever hear about the thing they did with the rat brain cells?
No.
No.
They took, I don't know how many was, hundreds of thousands of rat neurons, and they made a grid, and they hooked the grid up to a computer. So essentially a biosynthetic connection.
So essentially they're talking to Satan.
Computer started
between
eating
a
cheese.
Rat brain and the computer. They
built a little hole in the wall and he was chased around by Tomcat.
Ooh.
Well, it's not funny or anything. It's just interesting.
No, go ahead.
They hooked the neurons up to a computer and they started a flight simulator program with, I think it was tornadoes and hurricane force winds and a plane. And the rat brain cells eventually learned how to fly it on its own. Absolutely ridiculous.
Hmm.
Just like setting up something like that is just mind-blowing for me.
I know.
Like,
seriously,
I don't understand how you're going to like make this grid.
I didn't get
like, or like have
in
a
like
flight
a
simulator.
Petri dish, in like a Petri dish. And like they hooked up electrodes to like the, like I guess the surrounding area, like in a liquid with like metal or whatever, however they get the connection going. It learned how to drive a flight simulator. It's absolutely ridiculous. Controlling it. Like, it gave it a certain goal to get to, and it did it on its own. It's like the next step in artificial intelligence. Soon you won't buy, like, a Pentium D processor.
You're going to buy rat brains.
Pentium.
You're going to go
Pentium
kill a bunch
RB.
Of rats and link
the
them
Pentium
together
RB.
With a bunch of jumper wires and see what you get.
That's kind of old news, but it's...
I never heard of it. I know they
well,
they
you have to read or like watch the news to hear
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
I get all my stuff from Mike. He'll just send me a link. Look at this ridiculous thing they figured out.
I know they grew the ear on the back of the rat.
That was
human
like
ear.
10
that
years
comes
ago.
In handy.
Yeah. It was in our yearbook. Couldn't have been that. Well, it's almost 10 years ago. Wow. It's coming up there.
Kind of old.
Nah, I had to be like,
how am I going to know what's going on in the world if I don't have a yearbook?
I know.
8 years ago? Fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not 10, is it?
Close enough.
Yeah.
God.
Some just really outrageous things that they figured out.
It's really ridiculous.
I think I'm going to get like a little voice recorder and just keep it with me wherever I go and try to record them.
Just record it on your cell phone.
It's not sensitive
maybe
enough.
You're hearing like voices from a feedback loop where like a bunch of people died. It's just coming back.
Maybe you only know about that one guy who died from the explosion because it was an explosion. What about all the other industrial accidents with the bloody forklifts? And the guys getting sealed into drums and shit. Yeah, forget about those accidents that they don't tell anyone about.
They made it to Japan before they died.
Yeah, sure. He didn't die because he the lack of air. He died because he drowned in it.
So like,
so it's okay.
The voices that you hear, do they have like a percussion to them? Like you hear them as if they're outside of your head in the room.
Yeah, as if I hear them. Like, it's always at the same level.
If Craig called my cell phone, I put it on speaker. If I like slid it under there, it would make essentially the same type of noise as that.
That's how I would explain.
That's accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
It's pretty messed up
because it's really low.
Maybe you've got a demon on your back.
Oh, I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
No, I mean like.
No, Craig, I can see his.
Demons that some of these people talk about, like
maybe I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Because I only hear it when I'm by myself.
You might have to tap yourself in the head 3 times and give an elbow backwards.
There's nothing going on. Like, I have nothing on. No TV, no music, no nothing, no iPod or anything.
What I think it is, because, like, everything we do now, your brain's being assaulted by sounds. Wherever you go, whatever you do, there is no such thing as, like, a nice, quiet area anymore.
Noise pollution.
You hear so many things.
Yeah.
And I think when you don't hear stuff, your brain just creates stuff.
It's very possible to keep it
occupied. That's what I was trying
to
get
at. That's
what I was trying to get at, Matt.
Or it just gets bored. It does whatever.
It's not that you're crazy.
You might be disturbed.
So as long as they don't tell you to kill your girlfriend or dig up your dog.
They're not telling me to
have
do
sex
stuff.
With them, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even comprehend what this
But just the fact that.
Once they do, you better start
the
moving.
The fact that you think that you interpret it as something that is in the room with you and not inside your head.
Well, that's my immediate reaction.
What it's
because that means you're crazy if you hear it in your head.
Yeah,
I'm not like...
I think that's your reaction. I'm not crazy.
Because it really sounds like it's coming from... Like I said, I was working in the back and there was this table and it sounded like it would have come from under the table.
Yeah.
And I would keep listening and listening and the volume wouldn't get any louder no matter where I went. And
that's strange.
That's
like
good
it would
acoustics.
Stay at the same like level and like as soon as I start concentrating on it would just go away. And I wouldn't hear it. And then I go about my business and I hear it again. And then when I heard it at home I realized like I've heard this before. This happened. I thought it was like people upstairs or something was on or whatever. It's only when I'm by myself or like, you know, to myself.
Oh, burp.
I'm great. Did you hear that?
Burp girl.
I didn't burp.
Burp girl.
No. Oh.
Burp girl.
Matt's mail order fiance.
Oh, I want her so badly.
Oh. Well, you want to talk about her?
We don't
have to. There's nothing really to talk about.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Before
she burps,
becomes an internet sensation.
She's going to.
She looks
we
like
might
she's
as well
wearing a
jump
tube
on this.
Top, and I want to stick it in her mouth.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all I got to say about that.
She's just a really hot girl. She's a good singer.
She's a disgusting Italian woman.
Italian.
I love her.
Oh, she's amazing. She's gorgeous.
Sono I bubbly the people.
She has and for
dark,
some reason,
she's
dark
even, hair and
the fact
eyes.
That she burps and makes like Janie McCarthy faces makes her
really hot, malleable face features. She can make her like upper lip and bottom lip go like 3 inches apart
in different ways,
in different directions.
Well, I might as well play some of it.
Stupid burps.
She just
zombie.
To set this up. She just stands like at a computer cam or whatever, and she has like a little headset with a microphone. But she'll just talk
to her internet buddies.
She just talks into the microphone and
she's
she sings
out of her mind
and burps. And she's very good looking and apparently from Italy. I don't know because everything's written in Italian.
Yeah, that's why.
As so as I could figure.
She sounds some kind of. That was none of us.
That's actual.
That was none of us.
You can find it on YouTube.
Booble, what is it?
What the fuck is that noise?
If you look up B-O-O-B-L-E 666, she has a bunch of videos.
She's the devil.
She certainly is, and I love her.
The devil in a tube top.
Wait, wait. And this is what she does.
She,
just,
gets disappointed.
She gets this euphoric look on her face and kind of rolls her eyes.
Yeah.
You can, like, she's just, she tried too
again,
hard on that one.
Again, this is
one,
not it. Us burping.
No.
She got disappointed.
And then she starts singing.
She loves the cranberries.
So do I.
Would you okay, modulate that a little bit better? It's
that is over-modulated.
You got...
Nebula.
You got the little female inflections in the voice there. In the burp.
Uh-oh.
Family in your head, in your head.
Brah.
And their bombs and their guns in your head.
Your son Bart
your
almost
heart.
Got eaten by that.
Brah.
Oh boy, free beer.
Oh, the face you just
zombie! Zombie! Zombie!
She is. Wait. Remember that chick from The Craft with the googly eyes? She was an American History X?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
If she was hot, that's what this girl looks like. Yeah. If she didn't look psycho.
Psycho, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
She's got that same.
A little bit.
She's got the same kind of.
Same trashy look?
Yeah.
But. She's a little extra.
She just.
This is 8 minutes and 45. She's stepping on my lines. This is 8 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh, she's losing.
And she
it.
Has you're like. Gonna...
She has some kind of alcohol with her. She says what it is.
No, she's drinking like Perrier.
It looks like water.
Uh-oh.
No, she says something about beer.
That's Italian.
Yeah, she's definitely Italian. She's fucking hot.
La dovete assaggiare, caspita. Birra cinese, buonissima.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it says beer.
Yeah.
It's like a Japanese beer.
I think she screwed up the lyrics there.
Who cares?
She doesn't speak English.
No, she does.
Let's go forward a little bit here.
No, there was another one with Frozen, which is pretty good.
Wow.
Oh, I love that. That was...
when she
what?
Sings when she burps the lyrics is the best.
Look at Jesus, she's insane.
I love her.
She's absolutely insane.
What?
Uh-oh.
Rock-a-dition to horror alone in full submission. No better, me better.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
She's really talented.
My name.
Wow.
All the comments are in
Italian.
I guess Italian.
Do the dictionary or the...
Oh my goodness. So it seems like she's only known possibly in Italy or in the area. So now she's going to become famous.
She better.
Via the aristocrats.
But how do you...
Yeah, right. We're going to.
How do you be this famous? Like,
if she wasn't attractive, no one would care.
So you're just
I don't
like
know.
Some
if she was
fat
some
girl
fat chick
burping.
I think I might like it. Either.
Some fat girl with a big like spaghetti sauce stain on the side of her jowls burping.
Oh, so we're going with that the dude from New Jersey, the Numa Numa guy, like Numa that Numa? Kind of common that kind of concept. thinking some big fat girl doing this might be a little. She's stepping on my lines too.
Huh?
So, no, if it was some fat girl like the Numa Numa kid. Do you remember the Numa Numa kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying if maybe if it was a girl like that,
yeah,
she would catch on?
It, it might be funny if she was really fat.
Fat girl's a
Chris Farley effect.
That's great.
Yeah.
Better man. Takes away from my condition.
She is vile.
No better.
Oh.
The disappointed look for the unsuccessful burp.
My God.
Unbelievable.
What? You gonna try it, Craig?
I'm getting blocked up right here.
I'm getting the vapors.
I can't open up my suck hole.
I think I can.
I gotta be standing.
She's better than you, Craig.
She really, no, she's better than all three of us combined. I don't know how she sustains them.
I think
like
Rogers
that.
Is the only one that can do a good.
He does like
one.
He does the talk burp. Really loud, like very quick burps.
Yeah,
that are just like blah,
blah,
brat,
ratata.
Oh
no!
Just shut it off.
And it's not even like she burps occasionally. It's every other line.
It's like it takes her over. Like she's singing, and then her eyes get big, and she just goes,
"Oh boy!"
It's like she's got like
it's
some
like she can't
of,
help it.
Yeah, like. She's this gassy that it's like.
She's one small gaseous.
She's possessed by like
she
Slimer or something.
Insane.
Lee Gorgeous.
Maybe you've got Slimer in your head.
In your head.
They're still fighting.
In your hay.
In your hay.
Idiar hay.
My father. I get nothing.
Fantastic.
Did not hear that song.
My father.
He like me. Does anyone care?
Wow.
All right, let's go.
Nope, that's good enough for me, and good night.
Peace. I am not ready.
I got to have some outro music queued up, thank you.
So that's the burping girl. Try to find out who she is, man. That's your.
I will. I'll marry her.
Derek.
I'm talking to Tom Washington. Trying to speak top kick. Top. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Bop, 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 bop. Give me that sound effect, Derek. Wait. Yep.
Ba 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 ba. But okay. You turn off your own mic. Ba ba ba
ba ba. All right, let's get out of here.
All righty, ba 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 ba.
But that's my wife.
Sure is.
We'll be back next week.
We'll
be right back.
Without me.
Oh.
Without you?
Work.
Oh.
Ooh, I'll have work until 2 p.m. probably.
Really?
Yeah, because I'll be working through the weekend, I would imagine.
What am I going to do? My friends are leaving me.
I have work until 2.
It's just going to be me and Snail Manuel.
I have work until 2. I could probably come by after work.
Well, we didn't do this till 5.
If I get the 4 o'clock.
Exactly. I can come right from work. We can get some chow, and we could not be funny.
If I get the 4 o'clock shift again, I can do it. Mm. We'll see.
Okay. Anyway.
You guys can see me in my pants and my shirt.
Nobody knows where you work.
Exactly.
Nobody knows you're an ice cream man.
in your head.
Oh, God.
I'm going to barf.
Oh.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I was gonna burp, but I think I need to stand up.
Oh, I thought you were gonna fart.
Smells like spaghetti.
We actually ran out of music.
It's a marriage made in heaven. Good night. Burp night, good night.